I totally forgot. I'm going to light an extra candle because I thought she was going to come today, but she didn't. My assistant, Katie Lucas, has gotten a great, great job. And we're so excited. I am really excited for her. However, that leaves me assistantless. Is that what you would call it? Anyway. And so prayers for Katie. And then also, please know for us that we draw to us an absolute incredible assistant that loves this community and is a loving, kind person and works well with others and just supports this center in the way that Katie has and other assistants have in the past. Okay, so can you know that for me? And this community for you, too, because those assistants really keep us on task. Me especially. Okay? Good. And we are so, oh, yes, we are so blessed. Thank you, Tony. Love it. Okay, my talk today is simple acceptance. And so all this month while I was gone, you had speakers talking about our affirmative prayer. That's what we call our five-step treatment. And they talked about how to use it, what it's about, because that's our form of prayer. That's how we work with to find a very successful way to keep us connected to our divine nature. And it has steps, and it has five steps, which have great value to enhance our lives every day. And so I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you what I do, especially with treatment. Because you see, once we learn that process, and Peter, who's teaching the foundations class right now, will open the door for anyone who would like to for a treatment workshop. And I'm going to invite you, if you don't know how to do our five-step affirmative prayer, that you sign up for that or talk to Peter. When is he going to have it? Because I'll tell you how important it is. When I was on vacation, because I use it all the time, I went to Florida, Treasure Island, Florida, to visit my oldest son and his son, who's 12 years old. And I got to rent a cottage right on the ocean. And it's just so cute, you know. It's out there in Florida. It's right on the Gulf Coast and tropical, very tropical. I love the different birds. And I also love the fact that the weather changes so dramatically. And so when I got there, it was thunder and lightning and rain. And I love that sound. And when I got up the first morning, and the cottage has all these windows, and it's just sand outside and palm trees. And it just was deluge rain, just storming and thunder and lightning. And so one of the mornings that I woke up and the curtains were all closed in the bedroom, I thought I heard the same sound. So I jumped up out of bed, forgetting that I put my shoes there. And as I tripped on my shoes and then hit the side of the bed, and the bed had one of those wooden boards on it, hit the side of the bed, I fell forward and banged my head on the wall. Crash. When that happens, I immediately stop. And I say, there's only one power and there's only one presence. And that power and that presence is God, and it lives within me, and it is powerful, and it is healing, and it's moving through and loving every cell, muscle, fiber, and tissue of my body. I am so sorry that it's been hurt. And I know that the power of spirit is moving in and through and correcting anything that is out of order. I give thanks for this knowing. I let it be so, and so it is. Amen. There's go. Five steps. Good. So that when these things happen, when we find ourselves in a place of distress, we immediately have the key to begin the correction. Because otherwise, I don't know about you. But what would you say if you tripped over your shoes? Fell forward. Thank God there must have been a stud in that wall where I hit, because otherwise I hit with such force, my head would have gone through. My chiropractor, I keep him busy. Anyway, do you see? So what would you have said? Because we want to assist our body, we want to assist our life in that powerful presence of prayer, recognizing that through us, this presence of spirit moves and creates an atmosphere of healing instantly. To me, simple acceptance is a big key to supporting us in healing and general personal success. Prayer needs to be used. It isn't Sunday morning. It isn't before we go to bed at night and then early in the morning. It is all the time. Whenever the need arises, daily, in every event where we wish to be supported by Spirit, it is our right, it is our nature to call upon that fire, that light, that truth of Spirit that wants to work through us, to support us. We weren't told we were supposed to come into this life and suffer. Just suffer. Because we need to simply understand that as we pray, we are dispensers of God's good. Now hear that. We are dispensers of God's good, dispensers of God's healing. Because you see, unless we ask, we do not receive. And so when we ask, boom, that spirit of life, it only says yes. Notice when Mary Ellen did her prayer, she said, I release my word into the law where I know it always says yes. But the law, the spirit of life, has to know what it is that we would like to have take place in our life. You see, through us, spirit fills the form of our requests. And so when we ask, it moves and creates an atmosphere where the answer is given. Simple acceptance means I know Spirit is at work. I don't have to know how or what the outcome is. Spirit is the power in all things. See, it's up to each one of us to direct this power, to call upon it, to trust it. Simple acceptance of the power behind our words. Hear that. Supporting us in blowing out any old limiting beliefs that we've held from the past. Anyone done that before? I have. Good. Got one more friend over there. The rest of you, though, probably don't need to listen to this. But you might want to take notes for somebody that you know. Love that. So let's take a deeper look at what we're talking about here today. So Tony's put together a great PowerPoint. Simple acceptance. I am allowing the good of God to come to me and flow through me. Now think about that for a moment. Because see, that's all we have to do is invite the presence of God. Because until that presence is invited, it waits for our call. It's a good presence. Because it doesn't just go and say, oh, you got to be kidding. Are you really doing that? Okay? So I'm willing to be a fool for God rather than a prisoner of the ego. Now look at that. I'm willing to be a fool for God. How many of you have gone out in public? I say it all the time. It's all good. It's all God. I don't care what people think. Because you see, I would rather be a fool for God. How about you? Turn to somebody and say, I'll be a fool for God. Yeah. And what does a fool for God look like? It looks like you and the person next to you. That rather than a prisoner of my ego. What is the ego? Let's see it. The ego means I am edging God out. When I think I can do this on my own, when I think that I have the answers, when I think that, oh, well, I'll fix it, or I pray, and then I go say, okay, now I'll do my thing. Anybody? Yeah, I do it. Rick catches me on it all the time. Okay, let's go to the next one. So a prisoner of the ego means I'm stuck in fear, I'm stuck in doubt, I'm stuck in worry. Anybody worried yesterday? No. Couple. Good. Okay. Do you see? So when we're stuck in fear, when we're stuck in doubt, or when we even have fear, doubt, or worry, it's time to stop and say, okay, there's a greater power taking place in me, through me, and around me, and I'm going to call on it. I don't quite know how to do that, but if I call on it, it will answer. Yes? Yes. Okay, next. Past hurts, giving our attention to what's wrong, not working. Anybody just give attention to what's not working or what's wrong? Oh, let me tell you what's wrong. Because you see, if our word is powerful and the universe responds to our word, then if I keep looking at what is wrong, what isn't working, what am I going to get more of? What isn't working? More worry, more upset. Because you see, when we're in that, we can't see a way out. Anybody? I can't see a way out. I ask for help. That's why we ask the practitioners at the end of service to pray with us. Okay. Or how about this one? This one's personal to me. Caring what others think of you. Anybody worried about that? How do you like this outfit? Did you like it? No. Do you see what I'm saying? Because if you're the unique divine expression of spirit, then however you show up has got to be perfect. And if it isn't perfect for you, then do a prayer and change that atmosphere or that outfit that you're wearing. You get to choose. Hallelujah. Free will and choice. Okay, next one. A fool for God. Here's what a fool for God looks like. All you have to do is look at me. Okay. Simple acceptance. There is nothing complicated about being a fool for God. Next. It means that you're willing to be filled with trust and faith that it will all work out. I have no idea how this is going to work out. I have absolutely no idea who's going to come and want to be a part of this office staff and assist us each in this community. I have no idea, but I know God does. And I know that until this person shows up, we will stay open and receptive and available, and we will keep calling upon that divine presence to bring to us that perfect right person. Yeah, does that make sense? Yes? No? Anybody have any questions on that one? Good. Next. Gratitude. Simple acceptance and being a fool for God means we say thank you all the time. Even when you fall and bang your head, you give thanks that you didn't do any permanent damage and that the bruises will go away and that there's a power of healing in you, through you, and around you that is serving you, okay? What's next? Rest assured. You don't plant a seed and dig it up to see if it's germinating. You trust that the earth and the presence of spirit and the spirit in that seed knows exactly what it's to do. It's supposed to be a tomato. Apples will not grow there. Okay? Good. Next. Renewing your mind. It means when we go off, a fool for God is one that when that moment comes up that we get scared or we're worried, we go, oh, come on back. There is a power and we get to use it. And I'm so sorry that that's taking place. However, we're going to instruct this power to serve us, to create in us a magnetic force that attracts to us everybody and everything that we need for perfect health, perfect harmony, not only for ourselves, but for our loved ones. Yes? You get this? Good. Is there anything more about food? That's it. Celebrate. Celebrate. Okay, so imagine this new person that's coming in that's going to be the assistant here. Let's celebrate. Yeah, celebrate. Yay. Okay, hallelujah. Okay, the healing that you are wanting to take place in your body is happening right now. What are we doing? Celebrate. Whoa, yay, everybody, celebrate. Celebrate really good. Let it in. Let it in. That new job that you are wanting and that you're going tomorrow night to listen to the greatness that you're being hired, that's for Tony. We're going to celebrate. Woo! The money that you've been looking for or been asking for is coming. It is already here in your life. Whoa, thank you, God. Celebrate. This community is growing and expanding, and more people are coming through that front door, and we give such thanks for that because we know that we change lives and we make a difference in people's lives. And so what do? Celebrate! We just activated that spirit in us, through us, and as us, because you see, when you celebrate, how'd it feel? You're already seeing it happening. You're seeing what is it that you are desiring to have come into your life. You're already drawing it to you. We're magnets. However, we have to work with that power. That's simple acceptance. It's already done. Okay. The next one. Do we have another one? Oh, that was, I was going to use that later, but that's okay. I forgot. This to me, no, go ahead, Tony. Go ahead. Yeah, isn't that the one? That's the one, right? Wait, yes? I just say, I got my slides here. God bless Tony. He'd already done all the PowerPoints this last week, and so I asked him Friday night at the bologna thing. We had a great time at bologna dinner. Wasn't bologna, but anyway, that you'll have to ask somebody about that. And I said, I have things for the PowerPoint. He said, okay. And he came in early this morning, did it. Okay, this to me is really important. This comes from our founder, Ernest Holmes. When we shall think of ourselves as God knows us, stop in that moment. When you think of yourself as God knows you, God loves and adores you. God wants only your good. God cherishes you. Can't do anything but that. You are the beloved place where God shows up. We say that a lot in our prayers. However, we want to accept that. When we think of ourselves, you know, when I was on vacation, I found this quote of Ernest Holmes, and I thought about that, and I said, wow, I don't know if I've ever asked, how does God see me? How does God see you? Oh, breathe into that. Imagine if you've ever had a baby, or you got a beautiful little kitten or a cutie pie little puppy, and how you love that. God sees you greater than that. So I think we need to stop and ask ourselves, how does God know me and see me? And then complete freedom and salvation will come to us. If we knew how beautiful we each individually are to God, we would never be scared. We would never fret. We would never worry. We would never be upset. I I'd like to know how God sees me. I'd like you to know how God sees you. And only you can do that. Simple acceptance means I am believing and accepting that through these words that I speak, the answer comes, it reveals. The guidance is here now, and I accept with full confidence and faith that it's already being acted upon. Jesus, the teacher, he likened the kingdom of heaven as a child. And he said, be as a child. Do you see? Because what he meant by that was a child expects to receive. A child doesn't question. A child expects that their parents will meet their needs regardless. The child asks for a glass of water and the parent instantly responds. Be as a child. Simple. Simple. So remember this. When you speak, knowing the power of the universe, the Mother, Father, God is responding to the words that you are speaking. Simple acceptance is allowing the power for good to flow through you and to work through you with every thought, with every belief. This is what I know. This is what I invite you to use. It's good to be back. Let's take that into a quick prayer.